South Africa, NZ Live Radio. Radio with a distinctive South African flavour. With music, news, views, reviews, shout-outs and community notices.
Yes, and good evening, New Zealand. Good morning to all the South Africans, and good afternoon, or late afternoon, to the Aussies. My name is Dion Wallace, and thank you for joining us here on South Africa NZ Live Radio, live from Auckland in New Zealand. I hope you can enjoy the next 2 hours with us. We've got some good music, some South African music, obviously, as we start our show. We've got some chat on Let's Talk Immigration with Vanita Herbins. You're in studio with us as well, so I hope you guys are going to enjoy the show with us for the next 2 hours, and thank you for joining us. Good evening, Vanita.
Good evening, Dion. Good evening, Shireen. Nice to be back in the studio.
Listen, thank you for joining us again and giving up your time to come and spend it here with on a rather wet...
actually not that wet.
Not that wet anymore?
No.
Okay, drying Auckland evening.
Yes. Four seasons in one day.
Exactly, something like that. Good evening, Shireen.
Good evening, Dion. Good evening, Vanita. Good morning, South Africa. Good evening, New Zealand, and good afternoon, Australia. And for the South Africans, our daylight saving is over, so it's 2 hours later than it's not.
Yeah.
8:35, it's 9:35
now. So the gap is now 2 hours, now 12 hours instead of 11 hours. So daylight saving ended last week for us. So we get 1 hour longer to sleep, but when you do get up, it's a bit lighter, but when you come home, it's dark. So basically, you go to work in the dark and you come home in the dark. So at about 8 o'clock, we'll go and spend some time with Vanita and talk all about immigration stuff. At 8:30, we got a special mix by Mr. Terence Roder, as well, all the way from Christchurch. So he's made a mix for us, R&B, jazzy, old school type mix. So I hope you guys will enjoy that as well. But as always, we'll start the show with some South African music. And Mr. Yuma Sakela, who would have been 78 on Wednesday the 4th, I think it was. Yeah, Wednesday the 4th was his birthday. And I thought I'll start the show with one of his favorite songs, one of my favorite songs of his, which is Grazing in the Grass. So we'll start the show for that, and we'll go to, we'll just go through some more music. There's, you got some Dornade to look forward to. There's some Claire Phillips, Gloria Bosman, Henry Philemon. We got Jason Ward, Kani Naidu. Spirits Rejoice and Sekuna. So let's get the ball rolling. Enjoy the music.
boeie, my boeie, my boeie, my boeie. My boeie, my boeie, my boeie, my boeie. My boeie, my boeie, my boeie, my boeie.
This is Tournai with Africa Unite.
We wanna know where we're going, we wanna know what we're gonna do, we wanna know where our destination is. We've been looking for conclusions, we've been looking for the truth. Tell us why, where do we go from here? There's trouble in Zimbabwe, problems in Iran. What is wrong with Africa today? Let's think about the children, think about the future. Dry your tears, put your head up to the sky.
A very new song, a brand new single release by Jason Ward called Angel of Love. I think it was released last week in Cape Town. Enjoy.
is like heaven to me. The soft tone of your voice lingers long in my head. Your beauty to me is like the beautiful winelands of Cape Town. And that's why
you're my angel of love. Angel of love. My angel of love. Angel of love. You're my angel of love. My angel of love.
Sometimes I'm still surprised that I'm the man you chose.
Man you chose.
And while looking in your eyes makes me feel like a better man. If I should say now that I love you, I'm sure you'll understand.
I love you, baby.
That these words should not be taken lightly. And I can surely say that you're my angel.
You're my angel of love. Angel of love. My angel of love. Angel of love.
Another new song, fresh release by Mr. Kani Naidu, Your Love Is My Love. A bit of a reggae jazzy, a bit of a reggae jazzy beat, should I say? Yeah, enjoy.
She's built a star, beaming out with light so she could travel far. Underneath that smiling mask cries a child with so much to ask. Years of tears, a starry wall. But still her heart cries out for care.
fast, spinning across the shadows of her past. Underneath that smiling mask cries a child with so much to ask. The years of tears, the starry wall, but still her heart cries out for care. Shine on, shine away the lonely darkness and the fear. Shine on, light up the road below.
Middle Earth, like something out of a movie and home to over 4 million Kiwis. Welcome to one of the top 10 countries in the world to live. Let A2NZ's licensed immigration advisors help you on your journey to New Zealand. Our down-to-earth, honest approach will help ease the stress during your journey while we guide you to Aotearoa. Get in touch with A2NZ Immigration at www.immigratenz.net to start your assessment today. That's www.immigratenz.net. Anywhere to New Zealand, your journey starts with us.
This is South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Yes, and welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that bit of music. I've got a few more South African songs to play, but we'll play that later on. We ended off there with Shine On by Spirit Street Joyce, a beautiful song which I really enjoyed listening to in my younger years, and thought, I'll play that tonight. We had Dawn Ney in there with Africa Unite. We had the birthday boy of Wednesday, Mr. Yuma Sakela. Grazing in the Grass. We had two new songs, one by Jason Ward and one called Angel of Love. And the other one, Kani Naidu, Your Love is My Love. And also we had in there Mr. Henry Philemon with Ta-Di-Da, as in T-A-D-I-D-A. So, can look it up. I mean, I've listened to, I think, all his music, and it's, when you listen to it and don't think about the name and just listen to the music, you'll think it's definitely an international star. And then you can look at who the person is, and you can look at his history, and you'll find that he comes from Cape Town. So, comes from South Africa, I'd rather say. So, go and have a look. It's it's a really cool album. The album was called, where is this album? I'll find the album. I know I do have it. I support the whole thing. Oops, didn't tell Mr. Wallace that.
Yeah.
But as every 4 weeks or 6 weeks or so.
Who knows? Sometimes it's too long.
We have Vanita Herbins here in studio with us, a qualified and certified
advisor.
Okay, advisor.
That's okay.
And she's going to talk about CVs and stuff tonight. But, yeah, if you have any questions, please do give us a call in the studio, 815-8100, or just ping us on our Facebook page. If you go to South Africa NZ Live Radio, find us there, and you'll see there's a big poster there. Just post under that poster, we'll pick it up, and we will ask her the questions. Or, as I say, give us a call in the studio, and if you have any questions, and we'll say good evening, Vanita, and welcome back, and thank you again for joining us and spending some time here with us. Well, myself and Shireen.
That's okay. I hope everybody had a good Easter. It was nice to have 4 days off.
Yes, yeah, I always said I'm really much into the 4 day off, 3 day work thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't see an issue with.
Yeah.
I mean, we can make it. I am very sure that I think it's in either Norway or Denmark or Sweden, one of those Scandinavian countries. They do something like that. It was a four-day week or something, but or they only work 30 hours a week, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so it can work. So, yeah. But where do you want to start?
Okay, because I wanted to talk about just CVs. I mean, I know it's not really immigration related, but I think a lot of people sort of have questions about how does the CV work, you know, what should I put in there, especially for South Africans. I mean, I suppose we sort of used to putting in a lot of personal information. For instance, like your marital status, your gender, your race group sometimes, your date of birth and things. But in New Zealand, we actually follow the Privacy Act, so that's a big no-no. And, yeah, so, I mean, if you think about it, your bio page or your, you know, really only needs to have your name, your contact number, maybe your LinkedIn profile, and that's it. Not even your residential address or anything like that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
When last did you update your CV, Dion?
Not a very long time ago.
Yeah. So I think that's why a lot of people go, oh, what is the New Zealand format? And if you think about it, you know, following the Privacy Act, that information that you have about, you know, your number of dependents, your health, your driver's license, all that sort of things is all personal to you. Obviously, if the job requires you to have a specific driver's license, then yes, you would say you have a class 5 or whatever else. But usually you would actually not put in anything, because there was a good article that somebody shared, and it was actually, though, from an Australian recruiter, and that recruiter talks about, for instance, like what things not to put in there. And this was by Patrick Harnett. So he talks about ageism, if I pronounce it correctly. And he talks about dead giveaways for that. Okay. For instance, like obviously having your date of birth for one, maybe saying when you received your qualification or when you finished high school. You know, that's a dead giveaway as to how old you are. And in New Zealand, we don't look at that. I mean, we don't judge you on your age. You can be working when you're 75. I knew a 72-year-old that was working and still came to work every single day and loved it and wouldn't retire.
Well, there's nothing better to do, that's why.
No, she was a very feisty grandmother. She'd ride motorbikes and stuff, but she was just out there, you know. But the thing is, there's no discrimination as such, even though we say that,
yeah.
We're supposed to be following that. I know some people who are older say that there is sort of some discrimination.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Undercover. Sorry, Vanita.
No, that's okay. But the thing is, on paper, though, when somebody sees, you know, looks at your qualifications, your experience, your skills, and what you're bringing into that job that they actually have on offer, they shouldn't be able to judge your age from that. So in other words, like this guy talks about not putting stuff from over 10 years ago, you know, because that's a dead giveaway. If you put in stuff from the 80s and 90s, you know, that's showing how old you really are. He also talks about the email, because a lot of people will go like Dion.Wallace. 69, I don't know. Oh, 70.
71.
71, I don't know how old you are, sorry.
Somebody 71. Just say you're quite old, John.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You know, so that will sort of give away your sort of age as well. So he talks about sort of probably changing your email. And I think the other thing is, some people have really Interesting email addresses that maybe they should probably think about. You know,
some people do have.
Maybe the 69 wasn't a good one. So he talks about that and like talking about like dead giveaways and like I suppose in New Zealand, you know, again when recruiters see all that, that's what they sort of go, oh, this person's probably too old to do this type of job, you know. So you need to think about how somebody is going to look at your CV and what they're gonna, you know, what perception you're gonna be putting out there. The other thing is, I know people, and there's always a debate about CV length. What is the right length or number of pages? People say 3 to 4 pages? Is that what they say usually?
I suppose the question would be, how far back do you go?
I think 10 years is a good mark. Don't go longer than that.
But if you got 10 years back and in that 10 years you've had 10 jobs, that could be 10 pages.
Well, depending how
much. Or 5 pages, 6 pages.
So you're obviously not good at summarizing what you've done.
I think some people do, Benita. They put
What I'm saying is, now, I was a postman. Now, I delivered in these areas and I picked up so many. And
but you're not going to put all that
in. I know, but I'm being ridiculous now, but people do put stuff like that in there.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's got to be relevant to the job as well. So I suppose if you were a postman and now you're applying to be the manager of a post office, you're not – or maybe that's not a good example, though. But you're applying for something totally different. You've, like, studied in the meantime. Mm. You've changed industries. You've changed careers. You won't mention that. You know, you would say, okay, right, in this job that's relevant to that, you know, the one that's been advertised, this is what – my skills and experience are. So you wouldn't go back so many years. You may only go back 5 years.
But some people think that you maybe, when they find out that you're leaving things off your CV, won't that be a problem as well?
For instance, sometimes when women go on maternity leave, there'll obviously be a gap.
And that's understandable.
You can say that. Sometimes if people decide to take a year off, you know, then I suppose you just leave that there or say it's a hard one.
It's a hard one.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people feel like they have to be honest about things.
Yeah.
That's a matter of do you rather put everything on your CV or do you leave stuff off? So people decide, I'd rather just put everything on and they can decide what they don't want to look at.
I'm not saying don't use, you know, the CV professionals, you know, the people that are writing CVs and so on. If you're not good at expressing, you know, what you've done, putting them making yourself marketable, by all means, go and use these people, you know, to actually assist you. There are some free templates. There's free templates on Seek where you can actually search CV template, and I will give that to you. There's one on, I think it's New Zealand Now, which is the government website, where it actually gives you a free template as well.
I think Careers
NZ also gives you more or less what sort of pay you'd be looking at for that type of job, you know, and that's the market rate that you're looking at, and that's what immigration looks at as well, is that market rate.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because when we actually do like work visas, you also have to look at the market rate and see that this person's actually not getting below market rate, because it would be seen as obviously.
Sorry.
Are we boring you?
No, not at all. It's just been a very busy day.
Yes, it has been a long day for us. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But coming back to market rate, I suppose you've got to just make sure that, or your advisor would make sure that you are actually earning market rate and you're not getting below that, because immigration will question that.
So if you have a CV, because I've sent my CV to you, you've looked at it, you've assessed it, we tweak it here, tweak it there, we could get away with it. Would you suggest we actually use a proper CV writer to make it look really impressive?
What's his name now? You know, As I said, it depends on the type of job you do, okay? You may find that, for instance, like a tradesperson may not be very good at actually expressing the skills that they have, where they've worked, you know, the types of roles that they've done. And that's where a CV writer may actually be quite good to actually extract that information and be able to put that in a good format to demonstrate their skills, right? But then if you've got somebody, like, for instance, on like an ANSCO skill level one, which is the top skill level, and for instance, like a business analyst or something like that, they could easily talk about the projects that they've worked on, you know, and obviously list where they've worked. And what recruiters want to look at is, are your skills transferable? Have you worked across maybe, you know, because we have quite flat structures in New Zealand, right, in our organizations. Have you worked across different people, like, you know, talking to the users, talking to maybe the testers, talking to the programmers that are actually writing the programs? That's what they want to look at.
How versatile are you?
How transferable? How can you... When you say you're a team player, that's what they're looking for, is that sort of teamwork, and you need to demonstrate that in your CV. You can't just go, I am a team player. But you could say, I have worked across these teams, you know, and this is the skills I've gained, you know, and I'm able to transfer that into this industry or this industry sector and that industry sector. So that's where you sort of need to do that. Because sometimes if you think about IT, IT is not only in the IT sector. You have the utility sector that has an IT department. You know, I mean, you're very well aware of this, right? So it doesn't really matter, you know. It's how well you present that information. And I suppose maybe in presenting that, it's what makes you stand out from that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, the more... from an IT point of view now, I started from the bottom as an operator.
Yeah.
And then went a bit higher than that, and then just went to systems analyst, but became the systems manager, blah, 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 all the way up to the top. And then came to New Zealand.
Yes.
And then to go all the way back down again.
Yeah.
And start working my way all the way back up again.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't like that bit.
Yeah.
Where they have to, then they're not going to come to New Zealand and be the manager.
Yeah.
Because people don't know them. Companies don't know them. So you're not just going to walk in and be, right, I'm the manager now.
I think, you know, for a lot of South Africans, I suppose you've got to get rid of that ego and that title. I suppose that what you're used to and realize, okay, actually I need to roll my sleeves up and get into this and prove myself. And it doesn't take people a long time to actually prove themselves, you know, by just doing the work and from there, you know, that's when Kiwis actually really like, you know, South Africans, and they go, oh, actually, you know, you came in quite humbled, you know, because a lot of people don't come in humbled, and that's the issue.
Yes, definitely.
Sorry. Yes, I've seen, I mean, when I started working in my current company, it's the same. You go in there and you observe and you see you just don't go in there because everybody... Each company do things differently. Not all companies do things the same.
Yeah.
And you need to learn their systems and their way of doing things. And if you have, if you come across something that you think, oh, you can do better, you wait till you feel like it's the right time to tell them.
Yeah.
You know, because they will ask you for input at some point.
Yes.
And then they have to trust you first.
And I think with Kiwis, like, once they trust you, then they pretty much welcome you.
Exactly.
But it's like if you sort of come in there and you sort of being bullshy and telling them what to do, they don't want to know that, you know?
When I was in South Africa, this is what we did.
Yes.
I mean, that is just... turn off the bed. That's just basically Kiwis just go, oh, we don't want to work with you.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, if you're really qualified as well, I suppose Kiwis don't want to really know that either because they're so... Kiwis don't have egos, you know, and nobody judges you by how many degrees you have and what titles you've had, you know. Everybody is, like, you call your doctor by their first name, you know.
And even if they've got the most qualifications, you'll never know it because they don't talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know,
They're the most humble, most of them is the most humble people that you can find.
Yeah. And I suppose Kiwis feel that they don't need to prove anything to anybody, you know, and it will be with the way they work or something like that. And I suppose that's where South Africans sort of need to understand that, you know, and that's, I suppose, the big culture shock for a lot of people.
True.
And I think the problem with South Africans is, in South Africa, you have to be that person or you have to be that way to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's hard for people to change that mindset, to know that, yeah, you don't have to.
Yes.
You just do your job and treat people with respect and be a bit humble. Because a lot of people don't know what it's like to be humble.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a doormat.
Yes.
But just be humble and just learn first. Learn the culture and how people do things. Yeah, before you... Because that's the way I've always been. I just don't... I watch and I see. And even if I go to training somewhere in another part of New Zealand, I normally see how they do things. And then I will tell them in a nice, decent way. Or it's more like coaching people, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like telling them, oh, you have to do it this way and my way is the only way.
Yeah.
It's like I'll see how you do it. And if my way is a little bit better or easier, it's all about making your life easier.
Yeah.
And you can only get to that point once you've earned the trust.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. So CV length, I mean, you've got to have enough in your CV for somebody to actually go, okay, this person is qualified or skilled, you know, in the role that I've got, and I'm going to pick up the phone and call them to actually, you know, get that first interview or something like that. So in other words, like a 2-page or 3-page may not necessarily work, especially if you have worked on certain key projects or key areas, you know, that's actually quite important. So you know, like you can't sort of go, oh, but obviously a 10-page CV, you know, people are going to fall off to sleep with that,
exactly,
you know.
Enough.
So yeah. So you've got to actually see what works, okay? Also formatting. I suppose for a lot of recruiters, if you're going through a recruiter, a PDF's not going to work because it's just going to jumble up tables and everything else, you know. And I suppose even when you upload your CV to a company website, it just jumbles everything up if you put it in a table format. So maybe have different formats, you know, for different job applications, I suppose, you know. And maybe rather have it instead of PDF, have it in a Word doc, so it's editable.
It's editable, exactly, yeah.
Because I suppose a lot of recruiters put it in their own format and then obviously pass it on to the employer.
Yeah. I mean, they'll take out what they don't want the employee to know about. They'll take those out and just send what they need.
And I suppose that's where it comes down to either there's too much or there's irrelevant information for that job. You know, so that's where the recruiter will actually decide. But the thing is, when you actually have an interview with a recruiter, they are the gatekeepers, I suppose. Mm. You know, if you're going through a recruiter, I suppose you've got to sort of sell yourself, you know. I mean, but you don't lie.
Yeah.
You should be able to do the work that you are actually, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And they also talk about avoiding buzzwords. And I suppose, you know, like when you say you're a team player, demonstrate how you're a team player. You know, don't just say I'm a team player and whatever, you know. So, yeah. And I suppose to stand out, New Zealand wants transferable skills. And they want skills across different departments, I suppose. You know, to be able to show that. You can't just be, you know, like in a silo sort of saying, I've only got this. Like, for instance, if you're, a business analyst, you need to show that you've done some testing so you can understand what a tester has to go through.
Exactly. Yep.
You've written some user manuals, you know. You've worked with the change team, you know, so you know what the change management's about. So that's what they want to see, is that you've this versatile person, but you can also do your job and do it very well.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah. And I mean, referees, probably you don't need to put referees, because let them ask you. Because I suppose it's a good thing in a way, because if they ask you, oh, can we have some referees, then you know it's progressing.
It's progressing, yeah.
You know,
true.
Rather than actually trying to call them and go, oh, what's going on or whatever. You know, so that's probably quite a good thing. And it's not a bad thing if you actually don't put referees, because sometimes for different jobs, you actually want different people to be referee for you. You know, because you may have worked with a particular person more on that particular type of role that you may have done. So, yeah, so, I suppose we'll talk about LinkedIn. LinkedIn, do you have a LinkedIn profile?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Have you? I haven't updated mine for ages.
Exactly. The only thing I've added to it, I think, is South African City Love Radio.
Okay.
I haven't added South African City Love Territory. Well, trust all the other stuff I've done in the meanwhile. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, I suppose LinkedIn is probably like an online profile. And I suppose that's where you need to link into recruiters or companies that you want to target. So it wouldn't obviously be everybody. It would be some people. So they obviously search on keywords, you know, of what you've put in. So you need to really think about those keywords that you want for people to search under to go, oh, actually, I've got somebody from overseas maybe that would be able to actually do that job, you know. So that's where you probably need to think about, you know, how would you do your best LinkedIn profile.
I'm sure there are some little short videos on YouTube telling you exactly how you need to do things and what you need to put into it.
And that's the thing. I suppose if you've got the time, you could do that. And if you're really good at writing, you could absolutely do that without having to use a professional. Mm. But if you feel it's not working, then by all means, use a professional CV writer to see what you may have missed or maybe speak to
the recruiter and say, look at my LinkedIn profile. Tell me what you think about it. What do you think I should change or add? Or
sometimes recruiters just don't want to know about it because they receive so many CVs, you know. Mm. And I suppose the moment they see something from overseas and they go, oh, no, because that's going to be too hard, you know. But some recruiters are really good because they know the process of how to get somebody from overseas here. Mm. And they know, so that's okay. One other thing is a lot of South Africans do ask this question, eligibility to work, and a lot of jobs say you must be eligible to work in New Zealand by either having a work visa or having residence.
Yeah, here we go.
And I know a lot of people go, oh, it's a chicken and egg situation. What do we do? I suppose, you know, like we are looking for scarce skills. We're not looking for common skills as such. We're not looking for office administrators. We've got enough Kiwis to do those jobs. We're not looking at there's just so many jobs that we're not looking at, but we are looking for those, you know, like, I mean, yes, there's a long-term skills shortage list. Okay, that's one list. Then there's a skilled list of jobs. But I suppose you've got to see, am I going to...
Do I want residency?
Well, yes, because that will lead you to residence, you know, getting a job. But the thing is, it's like if you have a job that everyone else has, like you're an accountant or, you know, and you've got a lot of accountants in New Zealand, are you going to stand a chance of actually getting that interview?
Mm.
Because there's going to be a lot of New Zealanders.
Yes, there's a lot of accountants.
So it's like, okay, then maybe that's not for you. But if you're a teacher and you're teaching math or something like that, and, you know, then yes, absolutely, you know. If you're a nurse in a certain area, then absolutely, you know. So it's really the scarce, you know, not very readily available skills in New Zealand is what New Zealand's looking for.
Okay.
And that's where you become eligible. Yeah. You can say, look, I've had my points assessed and I am eligible and I can get a work visa, but all I need is a job offer.
Mm.
You know, so yeah.
Okay. Yes, I know you always see that coming up as I can't get a work visa without having to be eligible to work, but, you know, they want to get a work visa, I need a job offer.
Yeah.
To get a job offer, I need a visa. So.
And I must say, a lot of South Africans with the really good, highly skilled, highly skilled professionals, they've actually been very successful in getting jobs via Skype and via telephone interviews. So there's not been any issues where they've had to come over and look for work. They've actually been successful in doing
that. But those are the high qualified guys.
No, but it's not only that. It's also tradesmen as well that have been exactly like that. So I wouldn't say that it's only, you know, your office workers, you know,
your doctors and lawyers and that type of stuff.
Yeah. So it's also been tradespeople as well. So, yeah, you've got to sort of look. I suppose, you know, the building sector is huge in New Zealand, the building and construction.
Yeah.
So that's the skills that they're looking for. And, again, the professionals, you know, but depending where exactly you sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've got 2 minutes.
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah. Unless you have any questions.
No, obviously nobody's called us, so we have no questions.
No, that's okay.
But what we'll do is we'll go to music. We've got a half an hour mix of music by Mr. Terence Roeder. And then if anybody does call in the meanwhile, we'll take the questions and then come back to some questions after that.
Yep.
I know we do have to play some music for Sherry as well.
Oh, yes, I just got a message from Ray, just wishing Sherry Dean a very happy birthday and congratulations to Mom and Dad. Don't know who that is.
So, yeah, we'll go to some more music. We'll go to some music, and then if anybody has any questions or want something answered, please do give us a call in the studio, 815-8100, and then we'll get that done for you. So, here we go with Mr. Trevor Roeder's mix. Enjoy.
In the mix with Terence Roeder. Hey,
yo, Ted's throwing up like it's going to be another one of them hot summers. Yeah. Bust down.
Gotta hide a hole on my coat with the banner, mama. Got a lot of with you and I love it, persona, mama. Always love to get what you ever needed me, mama. Holla. How you check me, get give me the Uchi Walla Walla. Swallow a couple shots of the yak and make a dollar. Little mama in the crib with a focus to be a scholar. Type of example of a shorties might need to follow. Not a ticket, a bug, and come with a little shop of horror. Take it to the Caribbean, down the Caravana. Sail the Mediterranean and enjoy the water. When the road is rocking, you're keeping me stocky, taking care, and it's all right when you check on your poppy. We get right, baby, hug me with all your mind and put it on again, because you know that it's on tonight. Break up the makeup, you know that we going to fight, and if we're riding together, let's do it this.
Never, ever, ever want to let you go. Tell me what you're telling, because I want to know. If you're around, you know I'm down. I'll be that girl, keeps you on ground. I'll be here, just because it feels good. Say it on, keep it right, believe it all. I never thought you'd be the one, make me shine brighter than the sun. There ain't no ups and downs, no winning outs, you're here right now.
Terence Roeder production, Songbird Mimi, and of course, Vex Vex.
You came for.
Oh, good life, taking vacations abroad, places that you've never been before.
That's right.
Sunsets, palm trees, swing like your hips right left.
Oh, yeah.
When you spread,
her name is Maxine. Her bitch is like a bunch of rose. If I ever tell you about Maxine, your owner say I don't know what I know, but murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I know her name. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town. Old Jacka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town. Old Jacka, same girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just have to flirty, flirty. You run to tempt it and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Come now.
Have a cozy kind of when she jokes and when she jam. She know about look like an every money man. Make up with a coolie Chinese, white and an Indian. The richest kind of girl that is a fire for the fun. Don't do your
till early this morning.
Hey, sexy lady. I like your flow. Your body's banging.
Yeah, yeah.
Open the show.
It's a sexy girl.
Put it on me. Ceiling to the floor. Only you can look. I'm
Alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena.
She was standing in front of me. I said, hi, I got a little place nearby. Wanna go? I should have said no. Someone's waiting for me. But I called my girl up and said, baby, I'm sorry. Just wanna tell you, don't worry.
Later in the former ride, you're the player's pick. Rolling with the big dogs, hanging with my clique. Punk, you better think twice, you don't want to trip. Put away your pistol, sip upon this crystal. Catch up on the Insta, watch some honey dip.
Party.
keep pushing everything right back on top of you, baby.
But if you think you're gonna get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going home. You're going home with me tonight. Let me hold you. Girl, caress my body. You got me going crazy. Turn me on, turn me on.
Let me jam you. Boy, what all around me? You got me going crazy. Turn me on, turn me on.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Shit hard.
Yeah, sorry about that. Got a technical issue. This is Shireen talking, and I'll try and further sort myself out. Shireen, just do your thing quickly.
Yes, no. I just have a little quote, and it says that finding old music you used to love is like getting back in touch with an old friend. And yes, well, we were just talking about that the song that played earlier, and I was just telling Vanita that so you just think about the music that when you listen to a song, it just brings back a lot of memories of times gone by, and then you realize how old you are.
And I think it also sort of reminds you of where you were and what you were doing at the time, yes, you know, and, yes, and that point in your life.
Yes, definitely. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is that Winnie Mandela passed away in the week, and there was a lot of, I think the one thing that happened is that a lot of people had time to debate about the whole issue about... We know that she did a lot of things that wasn't so pleasant or so nice to some people. But then somebody, I read something on Facebook. This lady wrote about she had an interview with Winnie Mandela in the 1976, when she met Winnie Mandela. And she said she was one of the most beautiful women she's ever seen. And in the interview, she actually got to know why she became the person that she was. There was a lot of things when Nelson Mandela was locked up in prison. She was actually the one that had to take the beating on the outside. She was abused and she went through quite a bit. And I think a lot of people don't know, or I think maybe a lot of people don't want to hear that. She's, yeah. And the one thing that this woman actually said was that made a lot of sense is that the apartheid era, it did a lot of damage, and it created a lot of monsters, and a lot of people never had a chance to deal with their demons and how their pain and all the suffering and things that they went through. And then at some point you become a monster, and it's like if we see it all the time, a child that was abused, they become an abuser. So we have a lot to think about. We need to think about how we look at things. And yes, she did a lot of things that was not right, but she could have become a totally different person if her life went in a different direction. And I thought I'll just put that out there because it made me think about a lot of things as well, all the debate and all the stuff that went on this week, past week. And it made me think about my life and where I could have been if things were different. And yes, it's easy for us all to judge very quickly, but yeah, we all have a path that we follow. And if we choose the wrong path, or if we don't learn from what happened in the past, we will all make the same mistakes again. So I think what happened to Winnie is that some of her humanity was taken away from her when she was... and she never had a chance to deal with it, and the way she dealt with this was just in a really wrong, bad way. So, yeah, that was just my two cents on Winnie Mandela.
Yes, apologies from my side. My PC died. Not sure what happened. My laptop died. Not sure. But anyway, we'll continue with Mr. Terence Roeder's mix until the end. It's just another 14 minutes to go. And then we'll go back to Vanita and see if nobody's called us yet. So, I know we've got the guys in Whangarei listening to us. And, of course,
Soraya.
And got Soraya as well. And we've got Jason and Maritza as well listening to the music. Bradley in Whangarei. And... I hope you guys are enjoying the show. So here we go to some more music.
Boy, just push that thing. Push it harder back on me. So let me hold you. Boy, caress my body. You got me going crazy. Turn me on, turn me on. Kiss me, squeeze me, hug me, kiss me, squeeze me, hug me, kiss me,
Are you ready? I hope you're ready.
Are you ready? 'Cause I am. Said I'm ready to party. Yes.
Yes.
Grab your coat. Get your keys. 'Cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me. It's on me.
Stay here if you want to.
Say what you want to. But I got a party. Needs me a party. Came here to get you. But I can't wait. Grab me a partner and cut a rug up tonight.
I found a place,
yes,
where we could boogie.
Are you ready? I know you're ready.
I'll
be ready. Here we are. Said we're off in the party.
Yeah.
Let me wet my throat. Get two or three. Then it's on to the dance floor. Follow me. Stand if you want to. Stare if you want to. Got a party. I'm up in the party. You're glad that I got you. And it's alright. You got you a partner. So cut a rug up tonight.
Yeah.
I found a place,
yes,
where we could boogie.
You got a $50 bill, get your hands up. You got a $20 bill, get your hands up. You got knocking on the corner. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, picking our ways to make it better. Me in my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Sign on the judge, say, see you later. Yeah.
Chola, mama, chola, ahora ven, mama, chola.
East Coast.
Ahora ven, mama, chola, mama, chola, ahora ven.
Maria, Maria.
Tag it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. Until it's a dim down and out. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the tag. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around town, I hit with ya. I know I get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Bruh, what have I told you? No cheese sizzlers. That's not even meat, man.
They don't have boerewors at my dairy.
We're in Auckland, not Timbuktu. You can get meat, rooibos, biltong. You can get anything. My dad got his pension, for goodness sake.
His South African pension? How did he get that right?
Rand reunite, mate. Easy as.
Remember when my mom got sick last year?
Back in SA, right?
Yeah, they transferred the money for an operation in a couple of days.
They're quick, eh?
And cheap.
You reckon they could help me with my inheritance?
If you've got any. Yeah, they do that too. Invoices, RAs, they do heaps. And in like 25 different currencies.
See how Rand Reunite can help you.
Call 0800-726-373.
Or check out their website, randreunite.com. And while you're at it, see if you can find a butcher, bra.
Sausages from a dairy?
Honestly.
This is South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Yes, and welcome back again.
We just need to tell you that the African Film Festival is currently on at the Rialto Newmarket Cinemas. It's on for this week still. It started on Thursday. Yeah, we unfortunately couldn't go.
So the opening was on Thursday. I know there was quite a few people I could see. There was from the pictures I saw. Unfortunately... short notice for us, so and we two very busy people, we unfortunately couldn't get them to come in for an interview, and we couldn't do interviews and all kinds of other stuff. But the African Film Festival is on at Rialto at the moment until Thursday, I think it is. Also, again, thank you very much to Terence Roder for that mix, and apologies from my side. For the technical issue, which has now been resolved, as you obviously heard. As I said, it was Sherry's birthday on Thursday, and she asked for a special song to be played for her, so I thought I'll play that. And after that, we got another special request from Mr. Bradley in Whangarei, and we'll do that as well. And then we got some other stuff to play, and I think Sherina's. Have you got anything else you need to read?
I just have one more thing that I need to say. Just a quote, and I think it's very appropriate. And it says, "The key to being happy is knowing you have the power to choose what to accept and what to let go."
Yeah, but sometimes we let go of the wrong things. So,
yeah.
sometimes we just have to fight a bit more for what we want.
Yes, and also just deal with your whatever happens in your life. If it's not too good, deal with it. If you need to get help, because it will become a demon and at some point in your life. So,
yes. Vanita, you got anything you want to add?
No, not really.
I know you've been reading the book by Trevor Noah.
Oh, yes. I thought that was an absolutely fabulous book. I think that every South African should actually read that book. I mean, I forgot about some things, you know, that were, yeah. But it was funny and it was very, very insightful. And I don't want to give away too much.
And my copy arrived today, so I will I'll read it. Actually, I'm sure Shirley will read it as well.
I'm a slow reader. I could have finished it in 2 days, but I'm really slow, so it took me a week. And I don't read books.
No, that's my thing. I don't read books.
Yeah.
And I think I've got 3 books which I bought.
2 years ago.
I still haven't read them.
Yeah.
And Trevor Noah's book has arrived as well, so I still have another book I have to read.
No, it was something that actually said to me to read it. And Oprah actually reviewed it as well. And I mean, is it on the Tonight Show in the US now as well?
And I think it's on the bestseller list as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very easy to read. It was just his stories. I think you would very much relate to it.
Yeah, I mean, talking about books, next week we will be interviewing a young lady from Australia, ex-South African, Beryl Kosiga-Seegers. Syrian?
Yeah. We'll be interviewing Beryl, unfortunately.
The book still hasn't arrived, Beryl, sorry.
Saga. So you've got 1 week to read it.
We still need to get that book so that I can read it. But I'm actually can't wait to read the book. So we will be interviewing Beryl. Hopefully I'll get the book before we interview Beryl.
Yeah, otherwise we can have a bit of an issue because we can't talk about something you haven't read.
Do you want to say what book it is?
Oh.
It's A Darker Shade of Pale.
Yes. So it sounds like a very interesting book. It's basically a memoir of Beryl of the days of her growing up on the Cape Flats. So it's from her point of view and obviously what she felt about what was going on around her. So it should be very exciting. It should be very interesting to read. Obviously, most of us would have gone through the same stuff and different effects, obviously. But, so we look forward to talking to Beryl next week. That will be at 8 o'clock next week, same time, same place. It's about 8 o'clock, yes. So, as I said, it was Shirley's birthday, and she asked for a request. So her request was Celebration by Cool and the Gang. So, Shirley, this is for you, my baby. Enjoy.
Celebrate good times, come on. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here.
A dedication to last throughout the years.
So bring your good times and your laughter too.
We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time, yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate, come on now.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right.
Mensen praten veel in die plek. yes, the next song is for a special message for Lisa from... Oops, where's it gone? To Lisa from her dad, Bradley. So, and the message reads, to Lisa Muller, I'm sorry I can't be at your graduation at 2 p.m. UCT graduation in South Africa today. But no, I'm there in spirit. You make me so proud, my Nunu. I love you. Soon you'll be in daddy's arms. So that is to Lisa Muller. And congratulations on your graduation, Lisa. Well done. And I'm sure your dad will buy you a big, big present when you come to New Zealand and come and see him over here. So, and he's asked me for a song, and the song is The Music's Got Me. So this is for you, Lisa, for your graduation from your dad, Bradley, and I'm sure the rest of the family here in New Zealand as well. So here we go.
Music. 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 Oh,
around. I can't wait to hit the dance floor. Oh, because the music's got me feeling like I never felt before. I can't wait to feel my body moving all around and round. In the light, I can rise into a higher state of mind and realize I just got to move. I've got to move. Music, music, music. Just
One-stop shop for retirement annuities, transfer of rands overseas, inheritance, pension, overseas invoices, and transfer in 25 different currencies. Go to randreunite.com or call 0800 726 373 to see how Rand Reunite can help you.
Yes, and that was The Music Got Me, and that was a song for Lisa from her dad Bradley in Whangarei in New Zealand. So I hope Lisa heard the song, and I hope Bradley recorded it because he wanted to record the song. But yeah, we've got 7 minutes left on the show. Mrs. Wallace.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed the time with us. We did a lot of talking tonight. Yes, but we always appreciate your company, and have a good week. And everybody that celebrated a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion, God bless and make a wish. And yes, be kind to one another, and good night.
Yes, Vanita.
Thank you for having me again. It's always really good. Yes, the time did go by very quickly. We were chatting. So, yeah. No, I mean, I had a good time. I hope everybody has a good week ahead, and enjoy your Sunday. And, yeah.
Yes, and from me, say thank you, Vanita, for joining us again and giving up some of your time to spend here with the listeners. To Adrian Singer, as he's listening to us, as well as my brother over there in Kuwait, David John, thank you guys for joining us. To Jason Seegers here in Auckland, and to Bradley in Whangarei, and to also to Beryl Seegers in Australia. Thank you for joining us as well. And she said she's enjoying the music. So, yeah, thank you guys for joining us. And same time, same place.
There's other people as well.
Oh, and
Ray, Kelly, yeah. Andre.
Okay. If you push it for the other list, then you can see it on Facebook. You can, Moswe.
Yes, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for everyone that's joined us. We really do appreciate your company. Without you guys, we'll be very lonely over here. So I thought we'll play out with a remake of a favorite of mine. I Can Prove It by Phil Fearon and Galaxy. That's the original artist. And this version is done by Golden Bridge. It's a bit of a jazzy side of it, and I think I actually liked it. I heard it today for the first time, and I thought, I'll play that tonight. So until we meet again next week, enjoy. Here we go.
Ever wanted from this world. You have been surrounded by all the finest things in life since you were a little girl. Now
You've changed, but not me. I'm still just an ordinary guy. Yeah, I'll give you all the love that you need if you just let me try.
Girl, I can do it.
Limousine, baby, and your fancy clothes when you were living high. Yeah, I used to wear it too from the street, baby, but you just turned the other way and you passed me by. I've been on and on waiting for you, baby, oh, so patiently, yeah. But only I can treat you right, baby.
For your listening pleasure. It can be downloaded at www.sanzliveradio.com free of charge.